Christmas is a time of giving, and let me briefly share a little bit about giving. We give at this time. Last year, I think I gave Eileen a self-propelled lawnmower for Christmas, and she's used it very well, made good use of her Christmas gift. But we make a big deal about giving in our society, and yet there was a big deal about giving at the first Christmas. God gave, for God so loved the world that he gave. 1 John, God loved us and sent his son. God gave Jesus. And Christmas was the beginning. Easter was the culmination. He died in our place for our sins. The resurrection is our hope. Because Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. John 14:18. God gave his son. The creation gave obedience. Very interesting verse in John 1:11. He came into his own, and his own received him not. We lose it in the English translations, but own is two different words in the original. The first own is neuter. He came into his own things. He came into his own creation. If you look at creation, the second own is masculine, and his own people received him not. Creation obeyed Jesus. He was able to calm the storms. He was able to still the waves. Death obeyed him. He raised people from the dead. Demons obeyed him. The demons said, what have we to do with thee, thou Holy One of Israel? The only part of creation that didn't obey were people. They're the ones that had the liberty to accept or refuse, and most of them chose to refuse. He came into his own creation, and his own people received him not. That's John 1:11. Now, the good news is John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. God gave his son, the creation gave obedience, the star gave illumination. And some people say, oh, this wasn't a star. This was Jupiter and Saturn in conjunction in Pisces. And Jupiter was the planet of kingship. And Saturn was the planet of authority and rulership. And Pisces was the sign of Israel. And so Johann Kepler did the math. And in 7 BC, this conjunction happened. And that was the star Bethlehem. And if you haven't heard that, you've heard it from me. Don't be surprised when you hear it out there on the street. The Bible, the Greek has a word for constellation. It is astron. So we get the word astronomy, is astron. That's not the word the Bible uses. The word the Bible uses is austere, a star, a particular star. The star of Bethlehem. It represents Jesus. Jesus was the light of the world. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Who that believes in me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And of course, we're supposed to be lights. Let your light shine before men that you may glorify your Father in heaven. Now, whether the light, we're the light because Jesus lives inside us and lights us up, or whether we reflect his light, I think we do both. But the star gave illumination on that Christmas. The shepherds, wow. There were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, behold, I bring you glad tidings of good joy that which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They went, they saw, they adored and worshipped the baby in the manger. God gave his son, the creation gave obedience, the star gave illumination, the shepherds gave worship. The wise men gave gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did they give as symbolic gifts? Gold, the gift for a king. And Mary and Joseph needed gold. They used the gold to finance fleeing from Herod to Egypt for 2 years until Herod died. The gold financed the fleeing and refuge of the baby Jesus. Gold for a king. Frankincense, you burn as incense. I have some at the house. Frankincense, symbol of priesthood. Jesus is our priest. He is our high priest between us and God. Gold for a king, frankincense, symbol of priesthood. Myrrh, when you wrap the body in strips of cloth, you put myrrh in there. Myrrh, symbolic of death. Philippians 2 says he took upon himself the form of a servant, became obedient unto death. The wise men gave symbolic gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then you get to Joseph and Mary, and we joked last week about the three songs of Mark Lowry. Mary, did you know? Joseph, you don't know. And baby Jesus, we know you knew. But Joseph didn't know, but he did it anyway. He did it by faith. God appeared to him in a vision, in a dream. Joseph and Mary gave themselves. You know, we wouldn't have Christmas without Joseph and Mary. And in giving themselves, they gave us a Savior. It is phenomenal, the giving at Christmas. God gave his Son, the creation gave obedience, the star gave illumination, the shepherds gave worship, the wise men gave symbolic gifts, and Joseph and Mary gave themselves. And that's what God asked us to do. God asked us to receive Jesus and then pass him along. God's grace comes our way on the way to somebody else. Jesus comes our way on the way to somebody else. God's mercy and love comes our way on the way to somebody else. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that has sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. And God asked us to give. And he asked us to give for him and to him and in his name. And so that's what we celebrate. And that's what we're celebrating today. It's what we celebrate every Sunday. Every Sunday ought to be Christmas Sunday. I mean, we should sing these songs year-round. They're so good. But we sing because we're saved. We sing because God's with us. We sing because he has given us joy in our hearts. And that's what we sing about. So Dawn's going to come, and she's going to lead all of us in joy to the world. Let's stand together and sing that.